Jones was blindly running a sponge along the bar. Lana Lee had gone on a shopping trip, her first one in a long time, locking the cash register loudly and warningly before leaving. After he had wet the bar a little, Jones tossed the sponge back into the bucket, took a seat in a booth, and tried to look at the latest life Darlene had given him. He lit a cigarette, but the cloud of smoke made the magazine even more invisible. The best reading light in the Night of Joy was the small one on the cash register, so Jones went over to the bar and flipped it on. He was just beginning a study in depth of a cocktail party scene in a Seagram's VO advertisement when Lana Lee pushed into the bar.
"I thought I shouldn't leave you in here alone," she said, opening a bag and taking out a box of classroom chalk, which she put in the cabinet under the bar. "What the hell are you doing with my cash register? Get back on my floor."
"I already finished on your floor. I turn it into an expert on floors. I think color cats got sweeping and mopping in their blood. It come natural. It's sort of like eating and breathing now to color peoples. I bet you give some little color baby 1 year old a broom and he hair, he starts sweeping his ass off. Whoa!"
Jones returned to the advertisement while Lana locked the cabinet again. Then she looked at the long tracks of dust on the floor that made it look as if Jones had plowed rather than mopped it. There were linear streaks of clean floor for the furrows, and linear streaks of dust, the hillocks. Although Lana did not know it, this was Jones's attempt at some subtle sabotage. He had some larger plans for the future.
"Hey, you there! Take a look at my goddamn floor!"
Jones reluctantly looked through his sunglasses and saw nothingness.
"Whoa! You got a fine floor! Woo-wee! Everything in the Night of Joy first rate!
You see all that crap?
For $20 a week, you gotta expect a little crap. The crap start disappearing when the wage going up around 50 or 60.
"I want performance when I put out money," Lana said angrily.
"Listen, you ever try living on my kind of wage? You think colored peoples get groceries and clothing at a special price? What you thinking about half the time you sitting up here playing with your penny? Whoa! Where I live, you know how peoples buy cigarette? Them peoples can't afford a whole pack. They buy their cigarettes separate, 2 cents apiece. You think a color mother got it easy? Shit, I ain't fooling. I'm getting pretty tired of being a vagrant or trying to keep my ass alive on this kind of wage."
"Who took you off the streets and gave you a job when the cops was about to lock you up for vagrancy? You might think about that sometime when you're goofing off behind them goddamn glasses."
"Goofing off? Shit! Goofing off and cleaning up this motherfucking cat house. There's somebody in here sweeping and mopping up all the shit your poor, stupid customer dripping on the floor. I feel sorry for them poor peoples coming in here thinking they're going to have themselves some fun, probably getting knockout drop in their drink, catching the clap off the ice cube. Whoa! And talking about putting out money, it seemed to me maybe you be putting out a little more now that your orphan friends stop coming around. Since you cut out the charity, maybe you slip me some of the United Fund money.